This follows their unexpected 2-1 win over Dynamos at the National Sports Stadium Saturday. The Sunshine City Boys will be registered with the Confederation of African Football as one of Zimbabwe's two representatives in Pan-African football for the year 2016. The Confederation of African Football have given all national football associations up to November 30 to register their clubs to represent their countries in the CAF Champions League and the CAF Confederation Cup. At the moment, Zimbabwe has one representative in each competition, while others have two due to the poor performance of local clubs in the past 3 years or so in these African competitions. Harare City coach Chaurai Mangwiro is happy that the team finally got some form of silverware after a Chibuku Super Cup campaign that saw them plunder 13 goals in previous three rounds. Mangwiro says the Chibuku Super Cup win could serve as a good omen for the Sunshine City Boys for the future ahead.
I have done very well as far as developing players is concerned, but in terms of accolades, there wasn't much. So I hope today's trophy can signal the beginning of good times ahead of my career.
Mangwiro said they are aiming for a higher position in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League race, in which they are seventh on the table.
If we can push even higher so that we finish in a better position than the sixth that we are currently on.
However, Dynamo's coach Tendera Indiraya thinks his team deserved to be in Pan-African football, but is blaming too many missed opportunities for his team's loss.
I thought my team was better in terms of ball possession, in terms of creating opportunities. I thought we were better, but again, the problem we've been bemoaning about, you know, our lack of or killing off the chances we are creating. In the first half, I thought we should have scored at least one or two goals. We had so many opportunities, but that didn't happen.
Diraya says from the look of things, Dynamos might end up without anything to show for their effort in 2015.
We will fight to the end. We'll fight to the end. You never know what happens in the last four games, so we are still hopeful. And we just need to go back, look at ourselves, plan, and do the best we can, and hope that the other teams will drop some points and we capitalize.
For their effort, Harare City got $75,000, while Dynamos, as the losing finalist, received $50,000. Action this week returns to the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.